Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Thursday, March 16th, 2023. Troubled Credit Suisse, Switzerland's second largest bank, has taken Switzerland's central bank up on its offer to borrow up to 50 billion Swiss francs or $53.7 billion after the Swiss National Bank vowed to grant it a liquidity life preserver. In a statement, Credit Suisse said it was taking decisive action to preemptively strengthen liquidity after shares of the Swiss lender tumbled by as much as 30% on Wednesday, intensifying fears that a global financial crisis is on the horizon. Credit Suisse's announcement came shortly after the SNB, in a joint statement with the Swiss financial market regulator, FINMA, said that Credit Suisse met the strict capital and liquidity requirements imposed on the systemically important bank to ensure their stability. If necessary, the SNB will provide CS with liquidity, the central bank said. The bank stated that it intends to exercise this option to borrow up to 50 billion Swiss francs from the central bank. Quote, this additional liquidity would support Credit Suisse's core business and clients as Credit Suisse takes the necessary steps to create a simpler and more focused bank built around client needs. The transactions are consistent with our proactive approach to managing our overall liquidity composition and optimizing interest expense and allow us to take advantage of current trading levels to repurchase debt at attractive prices, the bank said. These measures demonstrate decisive action to strengthen Credit Suisse as we continue our strategic transformation to deliver value to our clients and other stakeholders, CEO Ulrich Körner said. We thank the SNB and FINMA as we execute our strategic transformation. My team and I are resolved to move forward rapidly to deliver a simpler and more focused bank built around client needs. The central bank also sought to ease concerns that the current turmoil in U.S. banking markets did not suggest that there is a direct risk of contagion for Swiss institutions and financial markets, referring to the recent collapses of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. We all know this is a load of crap. As soon as these talking heads issue a stabilizing statement, it does the complete opposite. People are beyond concern, as they should be, and the run on the banks will continue, in my opinion. For the last year, the bank has been involved in several scandals, including allegations regarding its alleged business practices or lack of due diligence after leaked documents allegedly identified more than 18,000 accounts belonging to foreign customers, including criminals, dictators, and sanctioned political actors who stashed their money at the Switzerland-based firm. Antonio Horta Osorio, Credit Suisse's Group AG chairman, also resigned in January last year, following reports that he broke COVID-19 quarantine rules. Credit Suisse is the first major global bank to be given an emergency lifeline since the 2008 financial crisis. The bank also suffered heavy financial losses due to the collapse of U.S. family office Archegos and client losses from the collapse of the supply chain finance company Greensill. Inflation and aggressive interest rate hikes have further exacerbated issues at the bank, reported its biggest annual loss last month since 2008 global financial crisis, citing a challenging economic and market environment and significant deposit and net asset outflows exceeding $100 billion in assets in the fourth quarter alone. The bank also warned that it expects to report a substantial loss before taxes this year. Customers have withdrawn billions from Credit Suisse recently as it tries to maintain investor confidence. However, its shares plunged on Wednesday when its larger investor, Saudi National Bank, ruled out providing additional capital to the Swiss bank. Shares of the bank sank as much as 30% on Wednesday after its main shareholder, Saudi National Bank, declined to invest further. Meanwhile, credit default swaps soared, indicating mounting fear that the bank won't be able to meet its debt obligations. Nouriel Roubini, who is known as Dr. Doom, who correctly predicted the 2008 global recession, said trouble at Credit Suisse may be too much for Switzerland to handle. The problem is that Credit Suisse, by some standards, might be too big to fail, but also too big to be saved, Roubini told Bloomberg TV on Wednesday. It's not clear that, unlike the United States, the Swiss federal system has enough resources to engineer a bailout, he added. Roubini noted that Credit Suisse has significantly more assets than what SVB had before it failed. At the end of the fourth quarter, Credit Suisse had over $500 billion in assets, more than double what SVB had. So anything that happens to Credit Suisse will have systemic effects, not just for European financial system, but also for the global financial system, he said. So if Silicon Valley Bank created ripple effects in global financial markets, something bad happening to Credit Suisse would be an order of magnitude more severe, something more like a Lehman moment. We're at the point where there is no more talk about if this can happen. The fact is, it is happening. The financial system, which is built on sand and is collapsing, in my opinion, because of rising interest rates, inflation, and excessive borrowing from the government, there will be many more banks who will be closing. The fact that these institutions are requiring bailouts should be of serious concern to anyone. There is no doubt in my mind that the Fed will come here and inject a huge amount of liquidity into these markets, which is only going to exacerbate the issue. These institutions have leveraged themselves to the hilt, taking on bad investments, involved in scandals, and what is the result of these poor decisions? Do they go out of business? No. They are being bailed out. Well, I have news for you. All these guys are being rewarded twice over. They mismanage funds, take millions, and in the end get even more money to mismanage, and the story continues over and over and over again. You can expect more and more failures as this contagion permeates throughout the banking sector, only this time it will make 2008 look like a picnic. Thank you for listening. If you can, please support this channel by buying me a cup of coffee or by visiting my affiliate links. Your help is very much appreciated. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.